Hello and welcome to podcast number 4 of the Colchester Arts Centre podcasts. Let's hope it's better or more received than the banned podcast number 2 that no one ever heard, because I was too flippant apparently, and so it got banned. So anyway, welcome to we're up in Edinburgh, and I'm with Ben.
Hello.
And I'm with Stafford.
Hello.
And we've been to see some shows that we want to tell you about, and we've got some stuff coming up at the Arts Centre that we're going to tell you about. That's my canned laughter track, which I'll be using frequently throughout the podcast. So, who wants to tell us about their favourite show so far up in Edinburgh? Let's talk about the flat. Flat's a bit nice, isn't it?
Anyone want a cup of tea?
That's Andy.
Andy Windmill.
Andy.
Yeah, more of him later. The flat is,
Nicer than your house.
Nicer than my house, no question about that. And nicer than anything we've had up here before. But for the same price.
I know.
Which kind of questions...
Questions the
what's
whole...
What's been going on in previous years.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, very nice here, very elegant. And we've got an in-house chef as well.
It's a bit soulless. I find it a bit soulless.
Life in general, or... just flat itself.
You can see the laughter track's going to be a great addition to this this
popular
podcast, and not at all irritating.
Well, let's have a look round the flat. So, at the moment, we're all in the cupboard under the stairs.
Yes.
Looking at the... what's that? Is that the vacuum cleaner?
Yep.
Very bit soulless, that vacuum cleaner.
Very attractive duster.
Mm. I wonder if they've got a cleaner. Now, I believe you've got an amusing story about your cleaner, Ben.
That would be an old cleaner, and no, there's no amusing story to share on this podcast.
Who's been to see any shows?
I went to see a show, and I very much enjoyed it.
Which show was that?
I went to a couple of things that I would mention. The first one is a show which, unbelievably, doesn't seem to have any reviews yet, which is David Benson and another gentleman whose name I can't remember, reading...
Jack who?
Yep.
Lane.
Jack Lane, reading Dad's Army radio scripts. Which, what's not to like about that? But David Benson, being one of my favourite performers, was absolutely splendid, as indeed was the other guy whose name I've already forgotten.
Jack Lane.
Jack Lane, who did an amazing mannering. They did two episodes. Thought it was great. Really good attendance. Went down a storm. Mm. Fantastic.
David Benson made his name as originally in The Fringe. I was the first person to give him a gig, actually, but as Kenneth Williams.
You gave him a gig as Kenneth Williams?
Yeah, he was Kenneth Williams.
You were pretending to be Kenneth Williams.
I went up to him with Kenneth Williams. And this is my attempt at Kenneth Williams' laugh.
Like he's in the room, isn't it?
Good. What about Ben? What have you seen?
I was going to say I've got another the other one.
See. Oh yes, tell us about that.
No. Go on.
Stafford.
Move on.
What have you got to say?
Move on.
Ben.
No.
Anyway, before Stafford
tells
you about
Stafford.
His second show,
yeah,
that he really liked. You've seen loads of shows, by the way. We haven't
just
come up here to see one because that would be pretty pointless. But
although we did watch Match of the Day last night together.
Yeah, that was a brilliant moment, actually. Yeah. Really good, really good. But going back to work, the show that stood out most to me so far is The Duke by Hoi Polloi's Sean Dale Jones.
Yeah.
And it's as if I'm writing copy for a brochure here, but it mixes fact and fiction, and it's about a Duke of Wellington porcelain figure, the refugee crisis, writing a film script, and his relationship with his mother, and it was really, really good. I think it's the best thing I've seen up here, and really engaging, and I'd love to see it in Colchester, and the music he put behind it was absolutely stunning as well. So if you're up in Edinburgh, I'd recommend going to see The Duke. And that laughter is really important for this. And if it comes to Colchester, you have to see it. But anyway, that's not down to me.
Right. So my turn then. Dr. Karneski's incredible bleeding woman was indeed incredible.
It was.
Yeah. And so Marisa Karneski has been making work since the 90s. She came to Colchester with a show called Dragon Ladies in the mid-90s, and she's been back ever since, oh, every few years with her. And this show will definitely be coming to Colchester Arts Centre. It's a look at a the... What's it? What is it about? I don't know. It mixes up magic and the moon and the menstrual cycle into a sort of, like, activist stroke, philosophical stroke, theatrical, cabaret-type, magical show with five different performers, absolutely captivating and terrifying and deeply uncomfortable, but in a good way. So I think that's been my favourite so far.
It was very good.
Now, Ben, perhaps you'd like to say why you chose that soundtrack at the start.
Oh, yeah. So on the first day, we went and saw a show about the legendary Scottish darts player, Jockey Wilson.
180!
And we kind of called the fact they were going to play Jackie Wilson Says by Dexys because it has to be done.
Has to be done.
And they did.
They did.
And unfortunately, or fortunately, I can't get that song out of my head.
The song we opened up. What can we do to help?
I don't know. I've been trying to listen to other music. I've been trying to... is Andy Whitmill outside now? Cleaning the windows. Really good of him.
What do you think of the...
looks like he's about to commit suicide.
There he goes, over the edge. What do you think of the show?
I liked it. The guy was amazing. He looked like...
He looked the spit, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing to look like Jockey Wilson. Mm. But he's made a show out of it. And that was a nice trip down memory lane, really.
I heard that when Jockey Wilson won his world championship, he celebrated... I haven't been able to verify this. If anyone can verify this, that'd be great. He celebrated by taking his teeth out and throwing them into the audience. And I don't think there's enough athletes do that. I saw the Olympic 100 metres sprint men's sprint team win the world championship, and there's four of them, and not one of them took their teeth out and threw it into the audience.
No, that seems to, again, gone out of fashion.
That's very disappointing.
Maybe we can bring that back. However, we don't know if that's true. It could just be folklore.
So, what we need? We've only got how long have we got left? We need to talk about the.
Got about 2 minutes.
All right, yeah. Right. So the street photography exhibition opens on Friday. Everybody welcome. Big party. Project about giving disposable cameras to people affected by homelessness, and asking them to capture a little bit of their life. All the things that came back have been looked at, and we've chosen about 24 images to put up in the old bus depot on Queen Street. Gig kicks off at 7 o'clock, so we're going to celebrate this with some dancing, who's DJing?
Some fella called Ben Howard, but more importantly, on the decks will be Neil Jones.
Neil Jones?
In this podcast
Neil
recently.
Darcy Jones.
Neil Darcy Jones.
Of Colchester, the Colchester Gazette.
Yeah, I forgot about Darcy.
Mr. Darcy.
Yeah, Mr. Darcy. And that will bring the ladies in, as will Neil Darcy.
As will Neil Darcy Jones. Yeah, so God dear. Will he be stripped to the waist?
Stripped to the waist.
While he's DJing.
It's part of his repertoire, but whether he does it that night,
it's
I'm not sure.
Steamy.
There's only one way to find out, and that's to come
racy.
Along. Come along and
oh,
see.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a lovely project, and it would be brilliant. We've made a calendar, a Christmas calendar, with 12 of the images, raising money in partnership with Beacon House. Vivian Wiggins, who leads that team, does a brilliant job there. And it's a fantastic venue, isn't it? The old bus depot. It's full of history and full of photographs now. So
yeah.
Right, well, that's it from our podcast this week. Don't forget to try and track down podcast number 2. And special goodbye from Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye. Don't ask me what I know.
Right. Well, he's off.
But anyway, yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers.